Do you ever feel like you're floating down the course of life and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something hits you really hard and you never saw it coming and you are just trying to stay afloat? It could be something positive or it could be something very negative. Well, we are going to talk today about 5 A's that will keep you afloat when change hits unexpectedly. Stay tuned.
If your desire is to become spiritually stronger, emotionally healthier, and relationally smarter, you're at the right place. Speaker and writer Stephanie Smith inspires and equips you to achieve these 3 key aims. If you're a parent, you also learn how to raise empowered kids ready for adulthood. Let's get started.
If there's one thing certain in life, it's change. Nothing stays static forever. Okay, I know maybe you were thinking about somebody right now and you're like, I don't think that person is ever going to change. Maybe that person might be the one you see in the mirror. Well, here's the truth. Change does come, sometimes quickly and sometimes slowly, but none of us ever stay entirely the same. And it's one thing when change happens as a result of the choices that we are making. And it's another thing when life hits us unexpectedly and all of a sudden we are needing to reorient or to adapt because it was change that we didn't see coming. And it's not always negative change that can come out of nowhere. So we're going to talk about that today. But before we do, if you haven't already, make sure that you go to the website, stephaniepresents.com, sign up for my weekly newsletter while you are there. Speaking of change, change is going to be coming here in the next few weeks between now and the end of this year. Change is going to be coming to the podcast. Change is going to be coming to the website and also to the newsletter. But you are definitely going to want to stay in the know about what's coming up. So let's talk about when change happens, not as a result of the decisions that we are making, but when it just comes out of nowhere. Now, it's probably easy for us to think about the negative changes that can come out of nowhere. You walk into work one day and you never saw it coming that you are being let go, you're being fired, your job is being downsized, or whatever kind of term is used in your place of work that means you're no longer working here and you no longer have a paycheck to count on. And then, of course, there are the devastating losses that come through a divorce. There are people that walk home and never see it coming that all of a sudden a spouse says, that's it, I'm done, I'm out of here. There's also, of course, death that comes, and that can take a spouse, a parent, a child, a friend. We don't always get advance notice of those things. The health diagnosis that turns our world upside down that we didn't expect. A financial collapse that occurs. Maybe it's because of a company that you're working with or you're working for, and all of a sudden you find out that the management has not been handling the finances appropriately, and what you thought you had squirreled away in your 401k or your retirement account, all of a sudden it's not there anymore. It can be a car accident or another type of transportation accident, and all of a sudden you're having to go look for a new form of transportation. So it's easy for us to think of the changes that occur that are losses. But you know what? Change also can sometimes come from unexpected places and unexpected times that are positive changes. Maybe there's a new promotion or an opportunity that you weren't going after. It just got handed to you. Maybe there was a financial windfall from an unexpected source. Maybe there's something that you have put out into the world, a book, a product, a new business that you've started, and you wanted success, but you never saw the success coming that you have experienced in the time period in which it has come. So it's not just the negative and painful changes in life that can knock us off course. It's also positive changes that can knock us off course. But you know what's interesting? Whether it's negative or positive, there are five specific things that we can do that apply to both positive change and to negative change. And it will help us so that we stay afloat, we stay on course, and we don't end up falling apart or making a mess of our lives. The first one is this: act, don't react. How many times have you sent off an email, or you've fired off a text, or you've commented on a social media post, or you've said something in person or on a phone call or in a virtual meeting that you hadn't planned before, and then you thought later, oh, I wish I wouldn't have written or said that, right? It's a lot more likely that we have that regret that comes when we didn't really think ahead of time and we didn't really plan out what we were going to say or what we were going to do. Most of the things that get us in trouble in life are when we are in react mode rather than act mode. Let things settle. When you are confronted with change that comes out of nowhere, just take some breaths, literally and metaphorically, and let things settle before you begin reacting, whether that's reacting verbally or whether that is reacting in terms of decisions that you are making. The more significant the decision, the more time you need to give it to settle. If it is an easily changeable decision, it doesn't require the same amount of time and thought as a decision that is going to be very, very difficult to undo. If you sell your house, okay, you pretty much need to consider that's not going to change. You don't get to turn around 3 months later and go, you know, I really wish I hadn't done that. I think I'm going to go to those new people that are just now getting settled in. I'm going to ask them if I can buy my house back. I mean, they might say yes, but at a significantly higher price than what they paid for it. Or they're probably pretty likely to say no to that. So the harder it is to undo your decision, the more time you need to give to just let things settle before you act. Make sure that you give it some thought, maybe some counsel, definitely some prayer before you act. So you want to stay in act mode, not react mode. The second A is this: accelerate goals that were already underway as long as they still serve a good purpose. Let's say, for example, that you were on a plan of paying off debt, and this was a goal that you had been working on, and you get a financial windfall. Well, that's a goal that you've already committed to, you've already established that's important to you. Yeah, absolutely, you can go ahead and accelerate that goal. But let's say that you had a goal that you were going to quit your job and you were going to start a certain side business and you get a major financial windfall. Well, maybe you're going to continue doing that same thing. Maybe now you don't need to start the exact same side business that you had planned before, or maybe you're going to still accomplish the same things, but you're going to be able to go about it in a different way. The same thing can be true when there is a very negative loss. Let's say that you had a goal to change jobs. The one that you're currently in, it's not working for whatever reason, whether that's financial, whether that's in terms of building your career or job satisfaction. And then you have a loss that occurs and all of a sudden, okay, you're going to have to do something different now. Okay, it might be time to accelerate that goal so that maybe you were thinking, yeah, okay, you know, I'm going to look at putting together my resume and I'm going to start job searching, you know, 6 months from now. Well, maybe that timeline now needs to be moved up. So it's like tomorrow or it's 6 days from now and not 6 months from now. When it comes to making changes in your life, don't confuse change with disloyalty. Going back to one of my examples, let's say that you were in a job that you were already planning to leave and that you had a side business that you were going to start. Well, if you experienced a significant financial windfall and you looked now at this side business and you said, you know, that isn't really what I want to do. I'm now in a different financial position. And rather than starting this particular side business, I want to start a nonprofit. Or what I really wanted to do is fill in the blank. If you want to change your goal and you're doing that in a way that's smart, don't confuse disloyalty with changing maybe in a significant way. The important thing is that you are acting and you're not reacting. Number three is adjust your priorities if needed, but not your principles. Maybe you've been working on a goal of getting out of debt, and then there's been a job loss for you or a spouse, and all of a sudden finances are incredibly tight, and you can't keep working on that same plan that you already had in place. Okay, so you adjust the priorities. Maybe now that becomes a 24-month timeline rather than a 12-month timeline. But don't change the principles. I mean, keep the principle of being financially strong and being debt-free there. So change the priority, but then don't throw up your hands and go, well, gosh, I'm not going to be able to do this now on my original time span. At this point, I don't even see how this is ever going to happen. And so, you know, to heck with it, I guess I'll just, you know, forget trying to be financially a good steward and I'll just go get more debt and who cares? I mean, you don't want to allow that kind of thinking to settle in. You want to be very mindful that change, especially when it is unexpected and it's a very powerful negative change, can cause someone to go into despair and discouragement and to start not showing up with their best selves, but to start showing up and making decisions based on panic rather than principle. So adjust your priorities if needed, but don't change your principles. Conversely, if there's something very positive that happens in your life, you want to stick with your principles. If friendships have been something that you have invested in, and then all of a sudden you have a new love interest in your life and things, you know, are just going well, don't forget all of your friends, right? Still continue to build those relationships. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to necessarily have the same priority to you, but you don't want to throw them out the door because someday you're going to figure out you still need them. Number 4A is to avoid the temptation to downplay losses or gains. You know, we can have this tendency to do both. We can downplay our losses and we can say, well, it really wasn't that big of a deal, or I need to just get over this, or we put ourselves on a very short leash, maybe of grief, and we minimize the pain of something because then it feels like it's going to be easier to deal with. You know, if we're like, oh, well, it's not really that big of a deal. Well, we can end up trying to tell ourselves that, but our spirits and our bodies know the truth. And sooner or later, that truth comes out either in a healthy or in a very unhealthy way. We also don't want to downplay gains. You know, sometimes when we have something that's really good and significant that happens in our lives, we almost start apologizing for it. You know, it can be a matter of acting like, well, okay, I need to let everybody know that I'm still who I am and I'm still humble and this success isn't going to change me. And rather than celebrating this really good thing, we end up trying to minimize it, to hide it away. You want to know who your friends are. It's not just that you pay attention to when people show up in times of pain. Watch how people show up in times of goodness. Watch how people show up when you have success. Are they there to really cheer you on and to truly be happy for you? Or is that when the little snarky comments start coming out? Must be nice. Well, guess we can't all be that lucky. I guess we'll see if this changes you, right? Those are clues to jealousy on their part. And that doesn't mean that you just need to toss those people out of your lives, but you do need to be mindful that you don't start playing small because of their responses. If you had a gift from Tiffany's that you were going to give someone, you probably wouldn't pack it in a box from Target. Okay. I mean, I'm not dissing on Target here, but let's just be honest. If you buy a gift from Tiffany's, you know, you're probably not going to go get the box from Target to put it in when you give that gift away. Sometimes we receive gifts from God in our lives. And in order to show them to other people, we feel like we kind of have to package it in a Target box. So it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal. Don't avoid the temptation to downplay your losses and your gains. When there are losses, grieve those losses. Don't try to talk yourself out of them, because that never turns out well. You know, sometimes what we try to do with our losses is we try to repackage them. You know, just like we can take things that are really good, like a gift from Tiffany's, and we try to put it in a Target box in order to be able to show it to other people. In the same way, we don't want to repackage our losses and act like they are less than what they are. We want to repurpose loss. The difference is, when I try to repackage loss, then I'm talking myself out of its significance. Oh, it's really not that bad. Or we set up these artificial deadlines and expectations for ourselves of when we're supposed to be over something. But the reality is that we can always choose to repurpose a loss. So rather than that loss dragging us down into despair and discouragement and into hopelessness, we can repurpose it by saying, no, I'm not going to allow this to consume me. But in order to do that, that doesn't mean I'm going to repackage it and act like, oh, it's really not that big of a deal. It probably is that big of a deal. So give it the weight that it needs. Number 5, ask for help, all right? Whether you need help in grieving, whether you need help in how do I take this loss and how do I repurpose it without falling into the trap of trying to repackage it so it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal, ask for help with that. That might be professional help with a therapist or a coach or a pastor, but it also can be help from your family, help from friends, help from people who know you, who know your tendencies, and who are going to be perhaps more attuned to how you might tend to handle something poorly, and they can kind of help to direct you into a good path. You also want to ask for help when there's positive change. Now, maybe you have this new opportunity in a job. Maybe you have this new relationship. Maybe you've had an unexpected financial windfall. Ask for help on how you can make that the best possible, sustainable, something that you can bring into your life without messing up your whole life. Change, unfortunately, does not only come as a result of the things that we set out to accomplish and change that we want to make happen. Change happens because, have you noticed, we just don't control very much in this life. And so when it does happen, how can we stay on track? How can we stay the course? How can we stay afloat? We can follow these five steps. Number one, we choose to act and not react. Number two, we can accelerate the goals that are good for us that we already had underway. We can adjust our priorities, but not our principles. And we can avoid the temptation to downplay the losses or the gains, either to ourselves or to other people. And number five, we can ask for help. And that also includes asking people to help us celebrate when there are good things, as long as we are being wise about the people that we invite into that, not living paranoid, but just living aware that there are people who can sometimes step in when there are really good things that have come our way who don't necessarily have the best of intentions in their heart. Well, my friend, I hope that life hands you all kinds of positive changes so that as you put these in place, it's for positive reasons. But I also know that life can sometimes come along and hit us hard with tremendous losses. And then we are stuck dealing with change that we didn't ask for, we didn't see coming. And the one thing that we don't want to have happen, because it's a real temptation when change comes unexpectedly and it's negative and it's hard, and that is that we go into despair, we go into anger, and we go in ultimately to cynicism or bitterness, and we just shrivel up inside. And we want to definitely avoid that outcome. Why? Because what I tell you at the conclusion of every episode is absolutely true. You have an impact that is immeasurable, eternal, and irreplaceable. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. Visit the website, stephaniepresents.com, and sign up for High Impact to join the mission of building spiritually strong, emotionally healthy, and relationally smart women and families. You can also book Stephanie to speak at your event and check out additional resources. Together, we can invite and equip generations to engage fully in God's grand story.